This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Susan Fell, F-E-L-L, Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Date of birth is 8/26/1952. Date of service. Date of service is 2/18/2019/2025. Ms. Fell is a very pleasant 72-year-old female with history of COPD, history of atrial fibrillation, metastatic colon carcinoma, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin, history of chronic respiratory failure, history of pulmonary embolism, history of RSV, bronchitis, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, iron deficiency anemia, also history of sacral pressure injury, was recently discharged from the Wellbridge, sent to the hospital, patient was admitted with acute and chronic respiratory failure. Patient also had urinary retention. Patient also had episode of rectal bleeding. Anticoagulation was held. Patient was seen by gastro and general surgery. Poor candidate for colonoscopy, as felt by GI. General surgery also recommended outpatient follow. Patient bleeding has stabilized. Hemoglobin was stable. Patient was somewhat confused, off and on. CT head imaging and MRI brain were all negative and unrevealing. Palliative care was also consulted. Patient declined palliative care or hospice and wanted to follow up with her oncologist. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she is complaining of being tired and fatigue, denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies any abdominal pain. Past medical history has been significant for metastatic colon carcinoma, history of atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes mellitus, COPD, history of acute and chronic respiratory failure, history of pulmonary embolism, history of diabetic peripheral neuropathy, history of morbid obesity, history of degenerative joint disease. History of aortic stenosis. History of chronic anemia, anxiety, slight depression, and sacral pressure injury, generalized deconditioning, and severe malnutrition. Social HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Extracranial movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema 1 plus both lower extremities. Impression. Number one, generalized deconditioning. Next, acute and chronic respiratory failure. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, rectal bleeding. Next, history of metastatic colon cancer. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetic polyneuropathy, peripheral neuropathy. Next, normocytic anemia. Next, history of pulmonary embolism. Next, atrial fibrillation, chronic. Next, anxiety, slight depression. Next, stage 1 pressure, sacral pressure injury. Next, severe malnutrition. Next, TJD. Next, morbid obesity. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient. Treatment plan. Patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue her current medications. Will encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue other medications. Continue with nebulized breathing treatments. Also, incentive spirometry is recommended. Also suggested participating with physical and occupational therapy who have been consulted, continue other medications, and will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Code status, do not resuscitate. Next patient is Sharon England, ENGLUND, Sharon, SHARON, date of birth is 9/21/1949, date of service, is 2/25/2025. Miss England is a very pleasant 75-year-old female with history of COPD, oxygen dependent, history of peripheral vascular disease, severe pulmonary hypertension, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and degenerative joint disease, who was recently admitted to the hospital with increased shortness of breath. She was positive for influenza A. She was admitted to the hospital. Pulmonary was consulted. Cardiology was also consulted. She did spontaneously convert to sinus rhythm. Has been on Xarelto and Cardizem. Patient was treated for pneumonia with antibiotics. Chest X-ray showed small bilateral pleural effusions. Patient was subsequently doing better, but discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she states that she is feeling better. She does complaints of shortness of breath with exertion. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for COPD / emphysema, severe pulmonary hypertension, next peripheral vascular disease, next atrial fibrillation, next History of nicotine dependence, next. Degenerative joint disease. Surgical history has been significant for peripheral arterial strength, stent placement, and tubal ligation. Social history, smoking one pack of cigarettes a day for a long time. Alcohol, drinks 1 to 2 beers daily. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does complaints of shortness of breath with exertion. She does have history of atrial fibrillation. Denies any history of congestive heart failure. No history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, complaining of shortness of breath with exertion. Denies any cough. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of COPD / emphysema, history of severe pulmonary hypertension. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, patient of neurological, no complaints of any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains off and on. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils weakly rounded and active to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2/6. Left inner border was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Oriented times 3. No focal deficit. All of the systems, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. COPD exacerbation, next atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal, with rapid ventricular rate, next. Influenza A. Next, peripheral vascular disease, next severe pulmonary hypertension, next nicotine dependence, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admitted to well bridge rehabilitation facility, will continue current medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, consult her to quit smoking. She will think about it, though not interested at this time. She will continue her current medications, continue nebulizer treatment, incentive spirometry, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Fernando Gianandrea, G-I-A-N. Nandrea, Fernando, Fernando, Mr. Gianandrea is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He has been complaining of cough. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He states his breathing has improved. Overall, he feels better. He is ambulating some. He is overall feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, 1+ pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one. Acute and chronic congestive heart failure, next history of non-ST elevation MI, next influenza A, next cough, next giant cell arthritis, next COPD exacerbation, next hyponatremia, next history of aortic stenosis. that is post TAVR, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan is consultation about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. His right heel has improved. He is complaining of cough. I would increase his dose of omeprazole to twice a day. We'll use cough suppressants as needed. Continue his breathing treatments. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. He's supposed to have blood work. We'll follow up on the blood test results. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Carol Mojeski, M-O-D-J-E-S-K-I, Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, date of birth is 4/30/1936, date of service is 2/25/2025. Miss Mojeski is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing better. She does feel some tired and fatigue. She states her diarrhea has improved. Occasionally, she has one or two bowel movements which are loose. She denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She does complains of having some cough and congestion. No fever, no chills, denies any chest pain, denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any runny nose, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1. Generalized weakness. Next. Next, history of recurrent falls. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next. Chronic kidney disease, next history of congestive heart failure, next atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of coronary artery disease, next hypothyroidism, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll use mucinex for her congestion. We'll see how she responds. We'll check her for COVID/flu. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.